The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls in your grocer's refrigerated section. Make an easy wow for dinner tonight in just 11 minutes with fresh-baked Pillsbury Crescents for dinner. Home is calling. And by the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number.
Oh, they got the Little Town Blues in November, up where I'm from, Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. It's been cold here this last week. Everything quiets down when it gets cold. The molecules move more slowly. Depression is just such a normal thing in Lake Wobegon, we don't even use that word anymore. Saying people are depressed, it's like saying we're Caucasian. What else is new? Well, we'll get over it. We'll be okay. Calendar lady, naked on the wall, over my workbench here, you make my heart pound, dear. Make my skin crawl. Here it is winter. Today the sky is blue. All of the trees are brown. Wind blowing hard in town. How are things with you? Had a pretty good summer, though it was a little dry. My granddaughter's 17, applied to university, and time is flying by. I worry what she may do there, meet God knows who. Elaine says not to let it bother me, but I'm her grandfather, so naturally I do. Never cared for winter. I hate to see the sun at 4 o'clock sink in the west. And of course I get depressed. Not much to be done. Elaine sits in the kitchen. She doesn't look at me. We don't talk much. She and I, just good morning and goodbye. And what's that on TV? The kitchen smells of strawberries. She's been making jam. I just sit around and watch. Don't say much, I just drink my scotch. I'm just an old retired man. Nothing much I need to do. Just keep the sidewalk clear. Each hour lasts a day. Slowly life ebbs away. I wish you were here. I like to stand at night out in my backyard, tears freezing on my face. I look up at outer space. My God, all those stars. Calendar lady, up in the air, goddess of my delight, when I rise up some night, I hope to meet you there. One more winter we have to get through. Sometimes it's hard to live, but what's the alternative? And how are you? My little town, Lake Wobegon, small town blues. We got them up there in November before we get on to the holidays. Lake Wobegon is a backwater. We all know that. Those of us who come from there, those of us who live there, you can come to within 10 miles of Lake Wobegon and ask people where it is, and they've never heard of it. That's the kind of a backwater it is. But we like it there. We like it there. We don't dress up for strangers. We don't care for strangers to come in and be our best friends in an afternoon. We don't like to dress up at all. We don't care what you think of us. We don't need to be interesting. We don't want. Well, you've noticed that already. But we don't need to be unique or anything. We chose that place. It's good. It's good. Just a couple hours south of Lake Wobegon is the cities where people take a great deal of time and effort. Personality is a full-time job down in the cities. People go all out to, you know, they wear lights in their hair and they walk around with sparklers and platform sandals and bright red plastic shorts. I mean, just to do anything to get attention and to be noticed by other people. We don't care for that so much. So we live up in Lake Wobegon. Now, out in North Dakota, out to the west of us, is this great vastness. It's much bigger than it appears on the map. It's like the Gobi Desert, actually. It goes on for thousands of miles, North Dakota. Just enormous. And people get lost out there. They're on their way to Montana, and they get out to the middle of North Dakota, and they lose radio contact, and they lose cell phone contact, and they become disoriented, and pretty soon they wind up as part of a nomadic tribe of people who are just wandering around and following the northern lights, and they're camping out there in pup tents, and they speak their own language eventually. It's a language called Nodak, in which there are no adjectives at all, and the past perfect subjunctive is not part of the grammar, the language of regret. If only we had, you know, if only we had gone, if only they had come, and so forth. They don't speak that in North Dakota. So here we are in Lake Wobegon, and we have this bustling, flashing, dashing metropolis 2 hours to the south of us. And we have this great vastness, this great emptiness off to the west. And so we plant ourselves here. But it gets hard this time of year. It gets very hard, and the small town blues come down on people. Darlene at the Chatterbox Cafe, feeling down this week because she was so close to 125 pounds, which is what she told the guy from Maplewood she weighed when she met him in the chat room online. Actually, she weighed 142, but that's within sight of 125. She could have gotten there. She had already lost a lot of weight, but she went off for a weekend with her chums in St. Cloud, and just one thing led to another, and before you knew it, she was 150 pounds in just a little more than one weekend. And she was so depressed. She just ate and ate and ate the next week. You serve people in the Chatterbox, and you bring them the big trays, the big half-pound burgers and the fries and the big baskets, and you come to loathe this sort of food. And yet she was so discouraged at having backslid that now she sat down and she had a couple of half-pounders for lunch, and she was ready for a third, and she was eating French fries just right out of the basket in the kitchen. And before you knew it, she was back up to 172 where she'd been. Oh, just so discouraging, so depressing. And what is she going to tell the guy from Maplewood now? Bud, the village maintenance man, was putting in the Christmas decorations up over Main Street, had the cherry picker out, 81 years old, and there he is. He's 35 feet up in the air. Just makes your heart stop. Just, "You okay up there?" "Yeah." He said, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I didn't mean to be doing it again this year, but, you know, who else is going to do it? I was going to have Raymond, my cousin, come and help me, but he just took off." You know the way young people are nowadays. Don't say a word to you. He just got a better offer down in Tampa, Florida. So he took off, and he was the only one who really knew how all of this stuff goes. There he is. He's way up on the cherry picker. He's hanging in the little town of Bethlehem, and the big stars are there, and the angels, and they're made out of iron. They're hanging on cables up over the street, and he's attaching the bulbs to them. "Yeah," I said. They said, "You know, you want to hire help?" No, I don't need to hire help. By the time I get them trained in, you know, I might as well do the whole thing myself. So here I am. I didn't know I was going to be doing it again. Boy, it's cold. That wind just bites right through you. "Yeah," the wife, she wanted to go down to Tucson, Arizona. I said, "No, I got to put on the Christmas decorations this year." "Oh," she said, "let somebody else do it. You've done that for 46 years. I said, "Who's going to do it?" "Oh," she said, "they'll find somebody if you don't go." "Well," I said, "yeah, sure, they'll find somebody. And then it'll fall down and it'll kill somebody. That star of Bethlehem, that could slice right through somebody, cut you right in half right here on Main Street. Now, who would they blame if that happened?" "No, they'd be blaming me." "No, I didn't want to do it." You walk away from Bud while he's doing a job and he just goes on talking. He doesn't stop. You can walk all the way down to the end of the block, down to the chatterbox, and you turn the corner, and you still hear his voice up there on the cherry picker. It's like an engine that won't quite ring, 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 won't quite start. It's the sound of the small town blues. It's the sound of people complaining, which we hear in Lake Wobegon. Arlene Bunsen been saying over and over and over again that she wasn't going to do Christmas this year. She is the queen of Christmas. Her Christmases, you could photograph those, put them in a magazine. She does amazing Christmases. Her husband, Clarence, just stunned that she wouldn't do Christmas this year, but at least they have Thanksgiving. Well, now she may not do Thanksgiving, see, because her daughter, Barbara Ann Bunsen, is not going to be coming up from Chicago, nor her son Dwayne down in Houston. He never comes anyway. But Donna might have come from San Diego, but she's not going to come. So it'll just be Arlene and Clarence, because Barbara Ann has been busy down in Chicago. She's in marketing. And her husband, Bill, and she have now reunited after their sixth or seventh separation. This last one gone on for about 2.5 years. So they're back together, so now they feel they should spend Thanksgiving together. And she's got this big account down there. She's been working on the Kool-Aid account for about 20 years. Kool-Aid lost a lot of market share during Jonestown. when it became associated with mass suicide. And Barbara Ann took it on. It just, you know, it's just a sugary fruit flavored drink, and she took it on and she renamed it KA21. And instead of raspberry and strawberry and lemon lime, she put in some new flavors like kumquat and persimmon and pomegranate. And then she started putting in tea in it and repositioning it as a tea and renamed it KAT and did commercials with sort of slender, dark, interesting people drinking it and looking, you know, modestly happy. And interesting new flavors of tea, spruce fuchsia, a fusion tea, spruce fuchsia, and lilac elm and so forth. And so it's taken off. Kool-Aid, or K-A-T, has taken off. It's been very, very successful. So Arlene said to Clarence, said to him Wednesday of this week, she said, I'm not going to do Thanksgiving. We're not going to have the two of us sitting down to a turkey dinner. I'm sick of cooking turkey. I want to go down to Minneapolis, go down to the Curtis Hotel. We'll go to the Cardinal Room. We'll have the turkey dinner, $18 a piece. It's a bargain. All you can eat for $18. And then we can get a room, a double, $114. And then we can go to the evening show, the first evening show in the Tom Tom Room, and that's $25. And we can get this for $200. Well, he wasn't sure he wanted to go down to Minneapolis. He's kind of nervous about the driving. Drivers down in Minneapolis are kind of wild and unpredictable and just swerving around, and they come up behind you and they honk at you and they flash their brights and their high beams, and they're just crazy. They're crazy people. Well, she said, we'll take a bus. We'll take a bus from St. Cloud. You don't need to drive. I want to go down there because the Johnson girls are entertaining in the Tom Tom Room, and Arlene is related by marriage to Rhonda Johnson, and she's followed their career for years, and this is a big deal for them. They're in their mid-50s, and to play the Tom Tom Room at the Curtis Hotel in Minneapolis, this is the epitome. This is as high as it gets. This is the acme. This is the peak. And they do such great songs. They do that great medley. They're His Eye Is on the Sparrow, When the Red, Red Robin Goes Bob, 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 and a long Bluebird of Happiness. Snow White Dove, C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That's the way you spell chicken friend. And Yolanda does great yodeling on the Red, Red Robin Goes Bob, 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 and a long. She wants to go down to the Curtis Hotel. No, he says, well, Arlene said, I'm not just the two of us sit here and spend Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do that. Well, he said, why not invite some people who don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving? Well, like who? She says, well, the two guys living in the trailer out by Arts Bates Night Arrest Motel, the construction guys. I don't know their names, but we could invite them. Florence Peterson. She may not have any place to go. That guy in the corduroy jacket we see going in and out of the sidetrack tab. We ask him to. Well, she said, sure, fine. You want to do that, then you cook. You cook the Thanksgiving dinner yourself. I'm not going to make it. No. He said, no, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it, then we won't do it. Then we'll do whatever you. No, she said, we'll do it. You want to do it? You go ahead and cook it, she said. I just, can't imagine sitting here with people we don't know. And Esther Peterson, she smells bad, and she hasn't had a good thing to say about anybody in years. But if that's what you want, I just think we could have a wonderful Thanksgiving down at the Curtis Hotel in Minneapolis. Well, he says, the Thanksgiving that I remember the best wasn't one that anybody had planned. It was the one where the dog threw up in the kitchen and we just couldn't get the smell out. And so nobody was hungry. And we took the kids down to the Chatterbox Cafe and we had hamburgers for Thanksgiving. And then this big busload of people came in. And they were a busload of people from North Dakota. They were on their way to the cities. And they were in a festive mood. And the bus, had to get a new battery. And so they sat around. And then we started singing Red River Valley. And we started singing My Old Kentucky Home. Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home. For the old Kentucky home far away. And we remembered that it was Aunt Lois's favorite song. And so we put the kids in the car and we drove up to the Good Shepherd home. And we got up there and a miracle, Aunt Lois had emerged from the coma that she had been in for 6.5 months. She was sitting up in bed and smiling at us. And we went up and we sang My Old Kentucky Home to her. And she looked at us and she said, who are you? And then she died. That was a great Thanksgiving. Well, Arlene says, if that's what you want, if you want to have a bunch of people we don't know over for Thanksgiving, you go right. No, he says, I'm calling the Curtis Hotel right now and make a reservation. No, she said, that's so selfish of me to want to do that. It's way too expensive. We don't need to do it. We'll just stay right here. No, he says, I've got the Curtis Hotel on the phone right now. You want a double or do you want a suite? It's an old argument. It's gone on over and over, year after year, between Clarence and Arlene, each of them trying to do what he or she thinks the other one wants. And what's going to happen is what usually happens. We have our choice. We could go down to the cities and pay hand over fist for things we don't really need or want, or we could go out to North Dakota and we could become lost forever. And probably we'll just stay right where we are in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is brought to you by Pillsbury Crescent Dinner Rolls in your grocer's refrigerated section. Make an easy wow for dinner tonight in just 11 minutes with fresh-baked Pillsbury Crescents for dinner. Home is calling.